This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
War is in the house. Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome to the show on this fabulous Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, August 28th. We're headed fast for Labor Day, last big holiday of the summer of 2018. Welcome to War Now on USA Radio Network in Trumpland. We are in Trumpland, and I'm telling you right now, more good news from Trump today. U.S. consumer confidence rises to an 18-year high. The last time consumers were this confident was in October of 2000. Of course, the bad news is after that, well, hell broke loose. It was never any good ever again. So it's probably not a good sign. But because of Trump being president, we actually have the highest consumer confidence in 18 years. We also have a new trade deal with Mexico. And Kris Kobach, the candidate for governor of Kansas, says Trump's trade deal with Mexico will add jobs in Texas. And I agree with him. It'll add jobs everywhere. Kansas gubernatorial candidate Secretary of State Kris Kobach said on Tuesday President Trump's new bilateral trade deal with Mexico will add jobs to the state of Kansas, unlike the job-killing supposed free trade deals of past administrations. We'll get more to that. We'll get heavily into the details of that news a little bit later in the show. The biggest news story in America is this firestorm that a GOP representative says that the FBI, here's how they did it. This is how they scammed the United States of America, and they went after Trump. And this is why, you know, the mafia is not, mafia shouldn't be on the walls of post offices anymore. The FBI should be. The most wanted, wanton criminal organization in the United States of America is the FBI. Number two is the DOJ. Number three is the CIA. They tried to steal the election for Hillary. They tried to make sure she was found innocent. They tried to frame Trump. They are the worst people in the world. The mafia. I trust the Gambino crime family more than I now trust the FBI. You could quote me, Right Wing Watch, because let me tell you, every single person of the 63 million that voted for Trump feels the exact same way, which is why I'm the only guy in America who wrote a newspaper column last Sunday and said, after a terrible week, after the guilty verdict of Paul Manafort, after the guilty plea of Michael Cohen, Trump will go up in poll ratings, and the latest Wall Street Journal NBC poll is out, and Trump is at the highest of his entire presidency. I told you, the people now think you're jokes. They think NBC's a joke, CBS's a joke, ABC's a joke, MSNBC and CNN are communist networks, and they think the FBI is a criminal organization. It is now very clear what's going on. We have two Americas. We have criminals on the left, and all of us on the right now understand we have criminals on the left. The media is criminals. The education system is criminals. They're all out to, and the government is criminals, and they're all out to perpetrate false news and conspiracy theories, and when we tell the truth, they call us conspiracy theorists for quoting the truth. You quote nothing but lies all day. You're all communists, and you want to build up government and take power away from the people and turn us into sheep. And so you look in the mirror, you see what frauds and communist dictators you are, despots, and you look at us and say, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a dictator, Trump's a fascist, Republicans are lying, Fox News is fake news. When in reality, all of that applies to you. So the latest firestorm is that the FBI, in order to go after Trump, they leaked all the false documents to the media. Then the media wrote stories about it, that the FBI took the stories, brought them to the judges, and said, look, the New York Times and the Washington Post and NBC are reporting Trump's a criminal. We got to go after him. We need a warrant. And that's what they used as the basis to get the warrant. That comes on the heels of finding out, of course, that there were 700,000 emails, many of them classified, who knows how many hundreds or thousands classified on Anthony Pervert Wiener's laptop, who was married to the pervert who's, you know, good gal pals with Hillary Clinton, Huma Aberdeen. Really good gal pals. Do you get my suggestion? Hillary and Huma went up a hill and came down together and their lipstick was smeared. Really good gal pals. And her boyfriend, who was her front, because obviously if she's Hillary's gal pal, she doesn't need a boyfriend, except the boyfriend is her front. Her beard was Anthony Pervert Wiener, who was busy at home playing with the internet and sending out notes on Twitter and other such devices to young girls around the country with pictures of his you-know-what. While he was doing that on his computer, on his laptop, were 700,000 emails that belonged to Hillary, many of them classified. And the FBI chief Comey lied in front of Congress and claimed that they looked at it all in a matter of a couple of days, that somehow in a computer system, they looked through all of them and they found out that there were no real problems there. Except they only looked at 3,000 of the 700,000, which means the FBI chief, Comey, is guilty of crimes and should be put in prison for many years. That's number one. Number two, what's in the other 700,000 or so that they didn't look at? Lots of crimes. So Hillary should go to jail and Huma should go to jail. And number three, guess who picked out, handpicked the 3,000 that they wanted to look at and left the rest alone? Peter Strzok. There's that name again. There are the same criminals pop up again and again. Strzok, McCabe, Comey, Rosenstein, Ben Rhodes, all criminals of the highest order. Got to throw these scum in prison for the rest of their lives. And speaking of scum, Gavin Newsom running for governor of California, such a handsome man. He's like the Kennedys. He's handsome. So he thinks he deserves to be governor of California because he's a handsome man in a fake, in a 2-cent suit. The emperor has no clothes. Gavin Newsom, you have no clothes. Handsome Gavin Newsom vows universal health care for all of California's illegal immigrants. See, this is where it's gone, folks. Democrats spent 20 years denying that every illegal was being allowed in the country purposely by them, and that every illegal was on food stamps and a million government programs, and they denied that every illegal was voting, and they also denied that they would ever allow them to vote, and they denied they'd ever let them get health care. And all of us who are smart argue they are coming in by the millions. Democrats want them to come in. Democrats are leaving the door open to let them in. They're all on welfare and various forms of government handouts. They're bankrupting the nation. They're filling the prisons. They're murdering Americans. And they all are voting because Democrats gave them driver's license and no Secretary of State could even tell the difference. So they're allowed to vote. And they're outvoting us. And they're all going to give them, they're all going to get health care because Democrats are going to give it to them. Because that's how you keep getting their votes. And they denied, and they denied, and they lied, and they lied. And now they're open about it. They want to give them all health care. Democrat gubernatorial candidate Gavin Newsom said in an interview released Tuesday, that's today, as governor, he would grant universal health care to illegal aliens through an executive order. These are the sickest people in the world. How about Texas Democrat Beto O'Rourke running against Ted Cruz? He wants to decriminalize illegal border crossings and process illegals in Central America before they leave for the United States. So he wants to turn the entire America into Central America. He wants to turn America into Panama. He wants to turn America into Guatemala. He wants to turn America into El Salvador. He wants to turn America into Mexico because that's how he's going to win elections and that's how we will never win elections. Rather than stem the tide of illegal immigrants pouring across the U.S. southern border, Representative Beto O'Rourke wants to open the floodgates. O'Rourke wants to make it legal for any foreigner to openly cross to America without going through the legal process. This is the modern-day Democratic Party. He told CNN he wants to send U.S. officials to Central America so they could process illegal aliens before they took off for the United States. On CNN's State of the Union this morning, O'Rourke said he wants to give them asylum before they even leave their country. Here's what he said. Here's what Beto said. So if we're truly going to address this problem, we're going to have to address it here. Why not have State Department and DHS down in those countries processing potential refugees and applicants for asylum on the ground? so they don't have to come through Mexico. What are we going to do, fly them over Mexico to America and let them all in? Allow half the country to come to America? What an idiot. 20 more million immigrants? 30 million? 40 million? We could clothe them? We could feed them? We could pay for their health care? What a freaking moron. And I don't want to use the word freaking. Trust me. If we weren't on the radio, I wouldn't be using the word freaking. Anyone out there is offended, believe me when I tell you. Everything that goes down in church isn't what goes down in the real world. Okay? A little prayer here and there is great. I'm a big believer in God and prayer. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to use the F word. Sometimes you got to use the F bomb. Sometimes you got to be tough. Sometimes you got to be aggressive. And that's why I'm for Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump knows we got to hit back and hit back hard. Or there isn't going to be an America left. And all the people who are nice and kind and sitting in church, and maybe they vote Republican and they believe in the same things I do some of the time or even most of the time. Guess what? As you're turning the other cheek, America's lost forever. To you, to me, to your kids, to my kids, to future generations of my grandkids that aren't even born yet. America's lost forever because you're too freaking nice. It's time to fight these people in the streets. Liberals are destroying our country. They're sick in the head. They are mentally ill, and I just proved it. Their candidate for Senate wants us to go to Central America with government officials, approve them, and fly them to America by the millions. And their candidate for governor of California wants universal health care for every illegal immigrant in California. And you know he has them voting already. And by the way, most of them are probably getting Medicaid already. That's why we're broke. Do you get it? We're completely broke. Oh, and that's not the only reason to fight in the streets and fight these people. The reason to fight is because they want to kill us. You ever see Antifa? The reason to fight is because they tried to frame President Trump. And they used the FBI to do it. The criminal organization that's worse than the mafia now is the FBI. The Gambinos, the Columbos, the Genoveses, and the FBIs. The crime families of the United States of America. Aren't you proud to be an American right now? Well, I am proud because of Donald Trump. But the rest of them, we're going to war. We'll be right back.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the very first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, and can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, and if you qualify, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462. Do it today. Call 800-235-1462. 1462.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Genovese, the Colombo, the Calabrese, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the families of the United States of America, the mafia work. All right, enough of the music, enough of the music. We get the joke. The FBI and the Gambinos are the same family. They've merged together. Crooks and frauds, and I wouldn't be surprised if murderers as well. You don't even know what these people are capable of. You don't know what they've covered up. My guess is the farthest they've gone is just covering up things like Hillary's crimes and trying to frame a Trump and spy on a Trump. But you don't know. Somebody killed Seth Rich. Somebody ordered the hit on Seth Rich. I hope it's not a government agency that carried it out, but it sure could be a government agency or politician who ordered the hit. It sure seems like an awful lot of people get killed who are friendly and work for the Clintons, doesn't it? It sure seems like that. Don't ever say I made any accusation. I'm not making an accusation. I'm just saying. A lot of people wind up dead by mistake who work for the Clintons and are friends with the Clintons. It's amazing. All of them are either suicides or mistakes, you know, just accidents. All right, Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Can you imagine when you have to play the Godfather music and talk about the FBI in the same terms as the Gambinos? How bad that is when I've been... And this is the other irony. I'm a true blue, red, white, and blue American patriot who was raised by my parents as a conservative Republican to love the police and love the military and therefore love the FBI. And so liberals now want to turn around and say they're the ones who love the FBI and we're bad people. Trump and Wayne Root are bad people. Wait a minute. The entire time I was growing up, I went to Columbia University. When I was a kid, I went to Mount Vernon High School in the Bronx borderline, Mount Vernon, New York. I've been around nothing but liberals my whole life. They are disrespectful little punks and thugs. They hate police. They hate the FBI. And whenever a cop shoots someone, they want to put the cop in jail for murder. And guys like me stand behind the police and have always defended all forms of law enforcement, including the FBI. What I didn't know is that over time, liberals infiltrated the FBI the same way they infiltrated teachers in the school system and filled the school system with communists to brainwash our children. And they've done the same thing in the FBI. Many of the leadership of the FBI, if not all of the leadership of the FBI, long big government Democrats, and they don't give a damn about the rest of us, and none of them are Republican conservative. And they have nothing to do with shooting people with guns and badges. Basically, they're lawyers who get a badge that says FBI. That doesn't make them any better, you and me, and it doesn't make them law enforcement. They're a lawyer and a politician with a liberal bias with a badge. They're just not good people anymore. It's all changed. It used to be if you were FBI, you knew that you were for the good guys, and the police are the good guys, and the criminals are the bad guys. Now they've become the criminals in order to keep the deep state going and keep the government employees unions going and make sure that government gets all the money and sucks it up for big giant pensions. That's all they care about, and supporting Democratic politicians who keep their pension funds going. That's all the FBI is now. That's it. It's got nothing to do with law enforcement or catching bad guys. Matter of fact, they just catch a bad guy once in a while simply to make themselves look good. It's all PR. Other than that, they probably wet their bed when they really go after a bad guy. They don't know anything about bad guys anymore. Local police on the street know all about bad guys. FBI? Give me a break. They've let every Muslim terrorist get away with Muslim terror. They don't know anything anymore. They interview the terrorist, then he goes out and kills people, and then they claim, I wonder what happened. That's the FBI of today. Very pathetic, very sad. Very sad to have to say that as a guy who grew up a patriotic, waved the flag, red, white, and blue, always loved law enforcement, America always right, love it or leave it guy. Very sad to say that. But it's the reality of America today. The FBI is crooked and corrupt and out to help big government and Democratic politicians, and they've got nothing to do with law and order anymore. Zero. In any case, I am your relentless warrior, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of, and I'm proud of America, but I'm sure not proud of the FBI anymore, the FBI leadership anymore. Some of the boots on the ground FBI are good guys and good gals and out to fight crime. But, boy, the leadership is so corrupt. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA. We have no guest in this hour. I switch it up nowadays so we can take calls, and we'll take them. The phone number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, or the most caller-friendly show in America. It's toll-free anywhere in the country, 833-WAR-TALK. And this show is sponsored by Tangible Investments. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. We're taking calls when we get back. 833-WAR-TALK. Vegas, call in. Dallas, call in. Connecticut, New London, WJJF. Call in. 833-WAR-TALK. Can't wait to talk to you. Right back at you.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now!
USA Radio News.
On Tuesday, Department of Justice official Bruce Orr testified before a House Oversight and Judicial Committee behind closed doors. Orr was the middleman between Christopher Steele and the FBI. Congressman Daryl Issa is on the House Judiciary Committee. He shares a few of the things that came out of the testimony so far.
Bruce Orr is creating a link for us between people who, as earlier was said, had animus, who were, in fact, desperate to stop candidate Trump from being President Trump, both before and after he became the president-elect.
Today, Defense Secretary James Mattis said the U.S. would resume military exercises in Korea. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley was asked about our relationship with North Korea.
We're not going to change our mind on the sanctions. We're not going to change our mind on denuclearization. And we're not going to change our posture in terms of how we look at that as a threat in the world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We'll be right back.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, we're taking calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. If not, I have plenty to talk about. There's so much going on. One of the big things, one of the big issues I've kind of stayed away from, it hasn't been, you know, there's so much to talk about when it comes to the economy, when it comes to the criminals out there in the FBI and the DOJ and the CIA, and when it comes to immigration, illegal immigration, and when it comes to Democrats who are a bunch of communists, and that's kind of the topics of my show. I've stayed away from Facebook, Twitter, Google as a big topic, but it's really a huge topic, and it's one that needs to be dealt into. And Facebook got caught throttling President Trump's Facebook page. Engagement's down by 45%. Well, they did that to Wayne Root. They did that to me, the guy you're listening to. My Facebook, my Twitter have been just destroyed. I can't get any news out to anybody anymore. Now, you can come to my page anytime you want. They can't stop you from going to my page, although that'll be the next thing. They'll just ban me from Twitter or Facebook. But as of now, you can go to my page and read all my comments, all my thoughts, all my instant reactions to the biggest news of the day, but you don't see it anymore on your page because it's been shadow banned. So that's what they've been busy doing. So not only has Facebook killed Trump's site and engagement down by 45% and killed every conservative website in America, but Instagram permanently suspends a veteran-owned United States business for criticizing the NFL kneelers. Project Warpath, a clothing company owned by Navy SEALs and Army Special Forces combat veterans, has been permanently suspended from Facebook's Instagram platform for hate speech after criticizing NFL players who kneel during the national anthem. After Project Warpath made a post which referred to NFL players who kneel during the national anthem as overpaid turds, Instagram blacklisted the company's account for hate speech. Wow. That's just the most incredible censorship I've ever heard. Do you know how many liberals are out there threatening to assassinate my president of the United States, Donald Trump? And how many liberals call him a Nazi or Hitler? None of them have their businesses suspended or themselves suspended. And I'm telling you, it's time for Trump to get involved. We got to fight back. Remember, the theme of my show is fight back. We're at war. Get out in the streets and fight. Well, the fight is we got to fight Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google, all of them, Instagram. Trump says Facebook, Twitter, Google are treading on very troubling territory. The president doubled down on threats against Tuesday afternoon, the social media, saying the social platforms are treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. Google has really taken advantage of a lot of people. I think that's a very serious thing and a very serious charge. They better be careful. Let me tell you what's happened. So I've written 12 books. I'm actually on book number 12. I've written 11 books, and I'm writing my 12th book now. It's due, actually, in a week. A week from today, actually 1 week from today is when my book is due. So I'm in the home stretch and I'm almost done. And the first, all the books I could think of, let me think back to The Conscience of a Conscience of a Libertarian, Millionaire Republican, Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, Murder of the Middle Class, Angry White Male, Power of Relentless. There's my last six books. Every one of them, I would just go to Google and I would type in, President Obama did something that makes him a communist. President Obama committed fraud with Obamacare. President Obama passed executive order that makes illegal aliens legal. President Obama is responsible for this bad thing or that bad thing. And 100 articles would pop up from all my favorite websites, Drudge, Gateway Pundit, Breitbart, Zero Hedge, Fox News, you name it. Now you go to Google and anything you type in like that, it only comes up with liberal sites and liberal articles. Conservatives have been banned from Google. Now keep in mind, it's bad enough we've been banned and shadow banned from Twitter. It's bad enough we've been banned and shadow banned from Facebook. And now your Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, and YouTube won't show the videos anymore of Alex Jones and people like that. It's bad enough they've committed censorship. But it's a far step beyond. That's horrible, but it's a far step beyond that. When Google won't allow you to look up conservative articles anymore. Google only shows up with liberal articles. The entire Google, the point of Google, is it shows you everything you want to find in the world. What an example of censorship if you only show liberal articles. Nobody can ever find a conservative article again. It's just unbelievable. And if you click on Donald Trump, 96% of what you see is negative at Google. So they allow 4% to get in, I guess, just to show credibility. It can't, you know, it's not a total 100% ban yet, but it's close. 96 is close as you're going to get to any young person that Googles Trump. Everything they see will make them hate Donald Trump. I mean, this is just communist behavior. This is Hitler behavior. And that's what I'm talking about with Solinsky. Democrats study Solinsky, says, look in the mirror, whatever you are, blame the other guy. Democrats are Hitler. Democrats are Nazis. Democrats are the Soviet Gulag. Democrats are, what was that guy's name, Ceausescu, the former Romanian dictator, was a communist who was such a horrible person that at the end him and his wife tried to run for their lives after 30 years of ruling with an iron fist and murdering people and torturing people and controlling people's lives. He ran for his life and him and his wife got caught by a mob and they killed him. They beat him to death. They hit him in the head with pipes and they killed him. They found him buried in the ground, him and the wife. That's what happens after a while when they have enough of the communist dictators. And so it's just amazing that Google wants to be Ceausescu. Google wants to be the Soviet Gulag. Google wants to be Stalin. Google wants to be Hitler and the Nazis. That's what's happening. And that's why they accuse Trump of being a Nazi. Because they're the Nazis. Don't you see? Like in South Africa. I told you, all my friends, I have so many friends in South Africa. They're white South Africans. They came to my speeches. They're good friends of mine. And they told me what was going on. That's how I found out. You couldn't find out from ABC, NBC, CBS. It wasn't in the news. But I wrote about it. I'm the only newspaper writer in the nation who mentioned it. And on TV, it was just me and Tucker Carlson in the entire nation who mentioned it. And I'm telling you, Tucker mentioned it after me. I'm not saying he watched my show and he copied me. But I am saying Tucker mentioned it after me. I was first. Nobody else had the balls in this entire country to mention what's happening in South Africa, that the black majority is encouraging the murder of white farmers and is passing a constitutional change to allow the theft, and has now passed a constitutional change to allow the theft of land because you're white, for the crime of being white. But now, do you know what they did now? They're taking away the guns. That's only this morning, it just came out. They just announced they want to take away the guns of all the people in South Africa. Of course they want to take away the guns. That's what Hitler did before he murdered and enslaved all the Jews. It's all happening in South Africa. And the media's ignoring it. They don't want you to know anything about it. You don't think they'd like to take me off the air because I'm the one who's Paul Revere? That's telling you everything you need to know that no one else wants to tell you? And so if you Google South Africa, they probably only show you articles that say everything's great in South Africa. When Trump finally picked up on this, and I do think it was because of me, but let's just say it's because of me and Tucker Carlson. When Trump picked up on South Africa, what's going on, and sent out a tweet about it, that the black majority is literally encouraging the theft and even the murder of white farmers in South Africa, and that he asked the Secretary of State to check up on it and report back to him. And after he did that, the liberal media savaged him and said, it's not happening, they're making things up, it's fake news. No, it's not. One white farmer is murdered every 5 days. You have no idea the depravity of some of the crimes they've committed, where mobs go into these farms of white farmers and they literally rape and savage the wife and the children in front of the farmer before slitting all their throats and killing them all. This happened multiple times in South Africa. It is awful. But, I guess my friends who live in South Africa who happen to be white are all liars and it's fake news. They're making it up. They're just making it up. Let's take caller Dana in Long Island on line one. Dana, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Great, Wayne. I appreciate you taking my call. I have a couple things. I'll make it real quick. First of all, Wayne, I live on Long Island, but I know you spoke at the party in Connecticut for WJJF. And I heard the live stream, and you delivered. It was awesome.
Thanks.
So that was great. It was really great to hear that. The reason I'm calling is I don't know if you're aware of the 43,000 the sealed indictments. And
I know that people are saying they're out there. I just don't know if that's true or not. I hope it's true.
Well, that's certainly been verified. The information is there. But here's the thing. I respect your opinion very much. So if you've heard of that, and of course if you've heard of the anonymous source Q and that, knowing what you know, what do you give that any credibility, validity, or not?
Well, let me tell you what I think. I had a guy on my show whose name escapes me because, I was 1,000 guests ago. I can't remember his name. It is on the tip of my tongue. If someone says it, if you say it, I'll remember it. But he is a guy who goes into a trance and basically supposedly God speaks to him. I think it was Mark Taylor. He's a firefighter who God spoke through and gave him revelations. And he wrote a book. I can't remember the name of the book, but it might be like the God Revelations or the Jesus Revelations. And that book turned out to be like 99% right, including that Trump would win the election. And he had that revelation like 5 years before Trump ever announced he was running. I think it's Mark Taylor. And he came on my show twice, and he's the guy who supposedly God speaks through and said to him, Trump will win the election, and don't worry about it, he's going to win. And no matter what happens, including the video, he's going to win. And then he won. So, okay, when I hear something like that, that gets my attention. I think, all right, I'll listen to what he has to say. I'll be open-minded. And he came on my show, and he said God is telling him that Trump will serve the full 8 years and that he is going to have tribunals, and thousands of people are going to be arrested, thousands of liberals who are traitors to the United States, and they're all going to be charged with treason, and they're going to go to jail for the rest of their lives. Thousands of government officials and agency heads and big shots at the FBI, and the tribunals are coming, and the warrants are being issued. So now I go back to you, and I say, do I believe that? I don't know. I mean, it could be possible. I hope so. I have my fingers crossed. I'm praying to God it's possible. I'm praying to God it's happening. I don't know. What do you think? With Jeff Sessions, it's not going to happen, Dana. That's the problem. You actually believe Jeff Sessions behind the scenes is a hero? Do you believe he's Superman? I don't believe that.
Well, I have a heart. Yeah, there's a lot of music coming in. But in any case...
Hey, Dana, just hold on. I'll take you when we get back. I'll take you when we get back. You want to hear the music, you can talk freely. I want to get your thought. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We'll be back in a jiffy. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Liberty Health Share. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. It's completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. And if you have it, you know, your deductible's so high, it's worthless. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare because our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. My kids are members. I put my kids' lives and health care in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty HealthShare. I just want to mention before I get back to the caller, Kudlow, as in Lawrence Kudlow, the President's National Economic Council Director, said we're taking a look at regulating Google. Which I think is great. You know, I'm a guy who hates government regulation. And by the way, Trump has deregulated the whole government. I mean, he's cut more regulations than anyone in history times 100. He's amazing. But this, you got to regulate. You can't allow this to happen anymore. And it's just unfair because Republicans have never tried to censor Democrats. What have we ever done to Democrats to stop liberal talk radio? Nothing. There is no liberal talk radio. It doesn't work. We don't have to do a thing. You all failed on your own. What have we ever done to eliminate CNN or MSNBC? Nothing. What have we ever done to eliminate liberal speech on college campuses? Nothing. What did we ever do to stop people who loved Hillary or Obama on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Google? Nothing. YouTube, nothing. But they spend all day long obsessing that they've got to stop us. They've got to censor us. They've got to ban us. Censored. How online media companies are suppressing conservative speech. I've got the article right here. Twitter leads in censorship. Facebook's trending feed has been hiding conservative topics. Google search aids Democrats. YouTube shutting down conservative videos. Tech firms relying on groups that hate conservatives. Liberal Twitter advisors outnumber conservatives 12 to 1. Tech companies rely on anti-conservative fact checkers. Wow. All the ways that liberals are coming after us. Let's finish up with Dana on Long Island. So, Dana, you heard me say that... Mark Taylor's on my show several times now, and he's the guy who kind of like is an oracle, and God supposedly has spoken through this retired firefighter and told him that Trump was going to win the election, told him how he'd win the election, and then he told him there are going to be tribunals, and Trump is going to basically put all these people in prison, thousands and thousands of people. It's going to be like the Nuremberg trials. That thousands are going to be held on trial in Washington, D.C., and they're going to go to prison. Well, do you believe in that? Because they'd have to be indicted by Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions is no good.
Well, that remains to be seen at this point. You know, obviously, I would not jump to that conclusion because, I mean, not either way, quite honestly. But I do know this. There's a lot in place. And, Wayne, if you were to actually look into it, it's not theory. It's fact. These indictments are fact. They're there. And there's a lot going on, if you were to check, behind the scenes. So I'll say that. And I really called because, you know, of course, I'm not easy to persuade, so I reserve my judgment on anything until I really feel confident that it is. Now, I do know that there's a lot of fact behind this, so that's where I stand with that. But I will say this, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
The where I found this out was, you know, your affiliate station, 94.9, it's a great station. It's, you know, that the red beacon in the deep north, you know, New England. The Blue New England, but there's a show that they do on Sunday mornings, and I'd love to just kind of plug them because they really do bring out things. It's called The Justice for All. Gordon and Christine, they do a wonderful job, and I think if you ever wanted to, Gordon would be a very interesting person for you to speak to because he is a lawyer and he really does his homework. So I just wanted to ask your opinion, and I appreciate your time, Wayne. You got a great show. You deliver all the time, buddy. You're a wonder.
Thank you. And the only thing I would say is from your lips to God's ears, I hope there really are thousands
of unsealed documents. That's exactly what I said, Wayne.
Are thousands of unsealed documents, and I hope they're coming after the liberals. But knowing our government, the way they've come after Trump while Trump is president, it's probably more likely it's 40,000 conservatives they're going after. That's the reality. By the way, let me mention something to my brothers in Connecticut, and I love you, and we had a great event, and I love WJJF and John, the owner, and Lee Elsie in the morning, and all good people. But the reality is there's a reason why Connecticut is 48th out of 50 states in business in the last year. There's a reason why Vegas leads the nation in job growth and Vegas leads the nation in home prices, because Nevada has zero state income taxes and zero capital gains taxes and zero business taxes and zero business income taxes. If you talk about straight business income taxes, they are zero in Nevada. There is a gross receipts tax if you do over $4 million a year, but it affects a very small percentage of your businesses. Overall, there's zero business tax. There's also zero estate tax, and I think we have like the ninth lowest property tax in the nation. So when you add that up, that's why Las Vegas home prices are the fastest growing in America. That's why we're number one in business growth and business startups. That's where we're number one in job growth. We're number one in every category that matters. But this was just off the news, hot off the presses. Vegas home prices, fastest growing in the United States of America. And that's the first time that's happened in a while. But it's because smaller government, lower taxes works.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local state.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.